For WKU Public Radio, I'm Kevin Willis. This week in Kentucky politics, Governor Matt Bevin signed the so-called pension relief bill into law after a short special legislative session. Attorney General Andy Beshear threatened to sue over the session, saying that the governor had blocked lawmakers from considering other proposals. And Amy McGrath addressed the bumpy launch to her U.S. Senate campaign. Gene West of member station WFPL sat down with Ryland Barton for this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.
Sir Ryland, Governor Bevin's special session came and went.
Yep, it just took 5 days. That's the shortest amount of time it takes to pass a bill into law in Kentucky. For the most part, the bill sailed through the legislature without being threatened too much by opposition.
Okay, now remind us, why did we have the special session and what does this bill do?
So there are these regional universities like EKU, Western, Murray State, Morehead, and 118 of these things called quasi-state agencies that were scheduled to start paying a whole lot more money into the state's pension system, so much that all these agencies would have had to significantly cut services or even possibly close. What this bill does is it gives those agencies lower pension costs as long as they exit the state's pension system. It also encourages them to freeze pension benefits for their employees and move them into 401k type plans.
But there was some opposition to that plan, right?
Yeah, Democrats think that it would be illegal to move people out of the state's pension system without their permission. There's this thing called the inviolable contract, which many people have thought means that the state promises that employees can stay in the pension system as long as they're working. But Republicans say the inviolable contract only protects benefits that have been earned so far, and going forward, they can move them into the 401k type plans. Also, another thing is that this law will actually add about $827 million onto the state's pension debt, which is already the worst in the nation. Bevin has proposed a lot of things to try and reduce the state's pension debt over the years, and this bill is not one of them. The main thing that this bill does is lower those pension costs for all the universities and agencies.
And so Democratic Attorney General Andy Beshear has threatened to sue soon after the governor called the special session. On what grounds?
Yeah, Beshear argues that in Bevin's official proclamation that called the special session last week, the governor tied lawmakers' hands by only allowing them to consider his proposal, this bill that Bevin has hammered out with Republican leaders of the legislature. Here's Beshear.
He can admit he was wrong. He can say he made a mistake. And he can amend the proclamation that called this special session.
Bevin, of course, did not amend his proclamation. And so far, Beshear has not sued. So we'll have to wait and see.
All right, let's talk elections. Now, you recently talked to Amy McGrath about her race against Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell. She had kind of a bumpy rollout earlier this month. What did she have to say about that?
Yeah, so Amy McGrath had this pretty spectacular reversal a couple of weeks ago when she said that she would have voted to confirm Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. A lot of her supporters got angry, and within hours, she apologized and retracted the statement. When I talked to her last week, she said she had never even thought how she would have voted.
Again, in the moment, I just said, well, he's qualified. We have a president who, you know, nominated him. And that's how I answered.
Kavanaugh, of course, had a contentious confirmation to the Supreme Court last year amid sexual misconduct allegations. The thing is, McGrath had actually talked about and criticized Kavanaugh several times last year. She was running for Congress then in Kentucky's 6th congressional district. And this was a big thing that was going on. Everybody was talking about Kavanaugh, and including her. So it just seems a little weird that she wouldn't have thought about how she would have voted. Nonetheless, that's what she says. And she says the race against McConnell will be tough, but it's winnable.
We've been listening to Capitol reporter Ryland Barton with this week's edition of Kentucky Politics Distilled.